on medium wave. That's 999 kilohertz and FM stereo 96.2.
Drivers angry at being stranded by the dock strike have stopped all travellers in cars and coaches passing through the French port of Calais by blockading the ferry terminal with their juggernauts. People trying to travel from France to England are being turned away from Calais, and ferries from Dover are being diverted to Zeebrugge.
The British consul is on his way to Calais to negotiate with the drivers, as John Fraser reports.
More than 20 lorries, most of them British, are blocking the entrance to the ferry port at Calais.
Motorists arriving here are being advised to try another port. A few more ferries will be arriving here. Others have been...
But not an army of soldiers, or infantry, of airmen, or sailors, but an army of miners. Miners, good men and true, fighting not just for better pay, better conditions, but fighting for their very survival, and the survival of the nation's coal industry. Fighting an insidious foe, a foe that has pledged to butcher the mining industry and make this nation dependent on coal imports, on oil, and on nuclear power. Every army has its leader. And from the ranks of the miners comes forth a leader, a man among men. His name, Arthur Scargill. His guidance will lead the miners to victory. And what of the foe? Ian McGregor, the NCB, and worst of all, Margaret Thatcher, a truly formidable opponent. They have a powerful arsenal. They have wealth. They control the media. They turn the screws of the means test as tightly as they can. Ian McGregor, a geriatric hitman, specially imported to Britain by the Iron Maiden. A man in the twilight of his years, not unlike a Victorian surgeon, whose remedies for all ailments were deep incisions and the workhouse. Only he would deny us the workhouse. This is a battle the miners must win. They forge their picks and shovels into swords, using the heat of their anger and the sweat from their brows. Alongside them march their wives, their sons, daughters, all firm in their resolve to win. The strongest weapon in their arsenal, justice.
Brought their struggle with the British government to the streets of London. It is a struggle with profound consequences for Britain's future. Against the backdrop of a conflict between the forces of economic socialism versus capitalism, the basic issue is jobs. In a country with 3 million unemployed, the miners are fighting to protect jobs that the government...
Once there was peace and contentment in towns and mining communities. The foe have inflicted poverty and unrest, causing friends to become enemies, causing fathers to cast sons from their family homes. They transformed the friendly local police officer into the paramilitary figure that has become such a familiar sight on the picket line today. Thank you. people who are not directly or indirectly employed in the mining industry may well ask, why should we worry about the miners' struggle? Surely this does not concern us. But they would be wrong. With the shrinking of the extraction industries, more reliance will be placed on nuclear power and on oil. Have we not learned our lessons from the past, once again to be at the mercy of the oil barons? And what of nuclear energy? This government has set its course and is committed to nuclear energy. The nuclear power industry is beset with accidents, uncertainty, and incompetence. Daily, highly toxic fumes are released into the atmosphere. Hazardous nuclear liquid effluents is discharged into the seas around our shores, destroying marine life and the ecology of the seas. The time will come when the sea shall give up her dead. This would be the price the British people would have to pay if the Thatcherite policies are implemented. What will future generations make of our folly? $3.5 million people in England today are unemployed. And the government doesn't care. In fact, they want to add 20,000 miners to the list of casualties. Each day the dole queue lengthens, and whole families are condemned to survive on a meager pittance, forced to surrender their hopes and dreams in exchange for despair. Only when the suffering of the 30s returns will this government be content.
When this strike.
Right? I've got a wife and two kids. I'm fighting for their jobs for future, not just for my own. I'm 27. I don't want to be put on scrapping at my age.
You're fighting for the future?
I'm fighting for future for myself and for my own kids and for everybody else's kids that wants a job in this industry.
The battle goes on. Daily, thousands of miners from all over England invade the Nottinghamshire coalfields. Their aim is to talk and reason with the Notts miners, but the paramilitary are there in strength to see that that opportunity does not arise. And so the conflict goes on, and a state of siege exists. The message to the Nottingham miners is clear and simple. Join the struggle now. Stand fast with your brothers and help to reverse the tide of destruction that is sweeping through the mining industry. Save jobs, not just yours, but that of your children and their children. Remember that your job is your inheritance and a legacy to bequeath to your children, not a commodity to be bought or sold. Today you may feel safe. You may feel in accord with your coal masters. But what of tomorrow, when the coal master decides to move his capital into more profitable concerns? What price your job then? Join the strike. Don't be a Judas. Refuse the McGregor coinage. Strike now. Then this is our story so far. We know the road ahead is a hard one. But then miners and their families are no strangers to hard times. We can win this battle without the Nottinghamshire miners. But how much simpler it will be with them fighting alongside us, where they belong. People of this great country, and with their support we will triumph, securing a prosperous mining industry for the workers in the coal industry, and the coal industry for the nation.